This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Steve Kramer will be conducting our service today. Information on ordering a CD, cassette tape, or printed copy of today's sermon will follow the program. We thank you for joining us this day and invite you to join us every Sunday for worship with us.
Some days, life can feel totally out of control, which can lead us to hopelessness and despair. God has a song for our questioning hearts and minds today that will lift our drooping spirits. Stay with us. Let us pray. Lord God of hosts, who spoke to us in ancient times through the law and the prophets, and who visited us in Jesus Christ, come now and make your presence known in our midst through songs and prayers and this message. Remind us of our salvation. Grant us mercy for all our sin, and renew your spirit within us, so that we might rightly and confidently praise you and follow you and serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we ask this. Amen. Going to do a little time traveling today. If you'd like to close your eyes, if it helps your imagination, go ahead and do so. I want you to picture a ceremony. We're back in ancient Jerusalem. There's a lot of pageantry and fanfare going on around you. Thousands of people are gathered at the front of a palace. There's a huge platform out front. And on the platform are sitting all sorts of official types, generals, advisors, high priests, emissaries from other nations as well are there. But at the center of attention is a lone figure. It's a man who is kneeling before another man, dressed like a priestly type with long robes flowing. This priest has something in his hand. It's the horn of a ram. He's holding it up as if in prayer to God. If you could look inside, you'd find that it's full of olive oil. The kneeling man is saying something, some sort of a pledge, a vow, I suppose, to serve God and to advance God's kingdom and to take care of God's people. When he's done, the priest then tips the ram's horn full of oil and pours it out upon the head of this kneeling man. And the crowd cheers. Israel has a new king. It's coronation day. The kneeling man stands and is hailed as the anointed one of God, as God's son, as God's Messiah. And that's when the special song begins to play. It's Psalm 2. Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds asunder and cast their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now, therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, with trembling. Kiss his feet, or he will be angry, and you will perish in the way. For his wrath is quickly kindled. Happy are all who take refuge in him, the Lord. The first verse of this song describes turbulence, trouble, opposition, unfriendly men, hostiles, talking in hushed tones among themselves. They're up to something. It's a conspiracy. They're plotting a rebellion against God and God's king, the new anointed one. And they say to themselves, let's break this yoke that's upon us. The chords that are described in this first verse of this song are taken from agriculture, which talks about the yoke. It's part of the yoke put on an oxen. Let's break this yoke, they say. The verse has a rather mocking tone to it, as if asking, why? Why do these adversaries even bother to do this? I'm sure as the audience hears this first verse, they smile and shake their heads. You're right, it's ridiculous. Why would this conspiracy seem ridiculous to them? Well, the next two verses of the song tell us. Verse 2. That verse is a picture of God in his heaven. He's watching all of this take place and he's chuckling to himself. He is amused by their plotting against him and his king. Do they really think they can pull it off? God wonders. You've got to be kidding. And then he speaks to these conspirators in his wrath. And when God speaks, it's terrifying. I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. In other words, God is saying here, you mess with my chosen king and you mess with me. You take me on thinking your gods, along with your little wooden idols, are going to have a chance. In the end, you're going to find out you are going to lose. I am the one and the only God. I am in charge. And then verse 3 of the song. It's the king speaking up, the one who's just been anointed. Hear what this verse announces to the people and to all the listeners. I will tell of the decree of the Lord, God said to me. You're my son today. I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your potter, your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vase. These are hopeful words, picturing a bright future. The king says, don't anyone worry. God is going to take care of us. God is in charge. And then we get to the last verse, and it's a verse which is a warning to those who are conspiring against God and his king. Now, kings, be wise and be warned. Don't take on God. It reminds you of a verse from Proverbs. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You take on God and his anointed one, don't even think about it. Instead, serve the Lord, the verse says. Worship him. Kiss the king's feet. An act, that's an act of submission or homage to God's king. Because if you don't, God will be angry and you will perish, for his wrath is quickly kindled. And then we get to the very conclusion and climax of what this song is really trying to point us to. Happy are all who take refuge in the Lord. To take refuge is to surrender yourself to his care, to submit to his rule, his yoke in your life. End of the song. What's the theme for this song? God is in charge. Surrender to him. Scholars in the past have referred to this song, Psalm 2, as a royal psalm, sung when Israel's kings were being installed into leadership over Israel. In case you missed it, it has a confident, majestic tone about it. It was intended to rouse people's trust in God and their confidence for the future. It points them towards a new day, an ideal time, and a kingdom with an ideal king, when God would remove all the enemies of Israel and there would be peace and prosperity in the land. It became all the more important to God's people, though, as history moved on. You see, after King David came disappointment after disappointment when it came to the kings, beginning with his son Solomon. One writer states, the actual state of the kingdom of Israel at any age was at best a pale representation of the ideal kingdom being described here. The prophets looked for a day when Israel and Judah would be ruled by a Davidic king, and the nations would be subject to him. As king after king was anointed into office, this song continued to be sung, with this hope in mind, I'm sure. In people's minds, they were thinking, maybe this will be the one, that ideal king who will usher in that ideal kingdom, when God will bring about the reverence and respect from the other nations of the world that his king deserves. Maybe this will be the ideal king, that Messiah, whom God will hand over all things to. But the dreams never fully materialized. And soon the people of Israel were exiled, taken away to a foreign land, no more kings. And as often happens with disappointment after disappointment, their hopes sagged. The song was sung no more. Then one day, many, many years after this song was originally written, in the town of David, Bethlehem, a child was born His parents and shepherds in the field heard an angelic announcement of a king, the Messiah. 30 years later, the child, now a man, was anointed, not in front of a palace or by a temple priest, but by a strange-looking prophet named John, out in the wilderness, in a stream called the Jordan River. And as he came up out of the water, he heard those so familiar words, "You are my son, my begotten, and with you I am well pleased." It was the song. Later on, he would hear that kingly affirmation again as he stood on a mountaintop with a few of his followers, enveloped in a cloud, and he became dazzling bright, and God's word spoke, "This is my beloved son." Of course, by now you know who I'm talking about. Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah. He was of the Davidic line and the Son of God in a most unique way. True God, true man. And he had come to subdue all enemies under his feet. But not with an army, as the people dreamed. Not with power and might of a military leader. But at a cross and a grave. There he will suffer and die and rise to rescue his people. Rescue you and me. Christ conquered all our worst enemies, the power of sin, the power of death, and the power of the devil. The song continued to be sung in the midst of the early Christian church's persecution. In Acts 4:25, after Peter and James and John came back from being beaten on and told to be quiet about the gospel, all the people in the church gathered and they prayed this song. "Why do the nations conspire against the Lord's anointed?" They prayed it confidently. Psalm 2. Reminding themselves that the Lord is in charge and surrendering themselves to his care. "Thy kingdom come." And the message went on about the King, King Jesus. Years later, a fellow named Martin Luther wrote a song. And in this song, he wrote these words. "Though hordes of devils fill this land, all threatening to devour us, we tremble, not unmoved we stand. They shall not overpower us. Let this world's tyrant rage, in battle will engage. His might is doomed to fail. God's judgment must prevail. The kingdom's ours forever. The kingdom's ours forever." The song has been realized. And even though the plotting against our King, King Jesus, continues, and the battle goes on, and the people of God face persecution in the here and now in various places around the world, and sometimes ridicule even in our own land, we have this assurance from our God, from our King, that one day this psalm will be fully realized when he returns, not in a little manger, but in power and in glory upon the clouds, and every knee shall bow to him, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. People of God, the Lord is in charge. God is faithful to his own. God has given us a king. His name is Jesus the Christ. Bow the knee and kiss his feet in worship and surrender your heart to him. For this king promises to all who do that, take my yoke upon you, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. People of God, the message of Psalm 2 is the same yesterday, today, and forever. No matter what things may look like in this world, God is in charge. Earthly kingdoms rise and fall. Earthly rulers come and go. But one constant remains. The earth is the Lord's, and God is in charge. It's a powerful song. It's our song. Hang on to it. Happy is the one who takes refuge in God's care, who follows God's King, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God of hosts, who spoke to us in ancient times through the law and the prophets, and who visited us in Jesus Christ, come now and make your presence known in our midst through song and prayer and this message. Remind us of our salvation. Grant us mercy for all our sin. Renew your spirit within us, that we might rightly and confidently praise you and afterwards serve you. through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you are a God of wonder, love, and grace. You hold this little planet of ours in the palm of your hand. Nothing can snatch us from your hand. We praise you, O God, for your greatness and your might. We ask that you forgive us when the storms arise and we doubt whether you're really there or whether you can really be counted on. Help us, O God, to go through our lives with confidence, knowing that nothing can separate us from your love, which you've shown us in Christ Jesus our Lord. Help our eyes to continue to turn upward, looking to you, surrendering ourselves to your care and to your mercy and grace. Thank you, O God, for loving us through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to the Christian Crusaders radio and internet ministry. It is our prayer that today's gospel message has been a blessing in your life and will be a strong foundation for the week ahead. If you would like to continue your support of Christian Crusaders well into the future, please consider including this ministry in your estate planning. By offering an estate gift to Christian Crusaders, you can leave a legacy that is built on bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to thousands of listeners for many years to come. For more information on estate planning, please call our office at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your gifts to Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Christian Crusaders has a 5-volume set of DVD video sermons that is available by calling toll-free at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. You can also order the set online at christiancrusaders.org. Each volume in this set of dynamic and uplifting sermons is available for a suggested donation of $10 or $50 for the set. For a CD, cassette tape, or printed copy of today's program, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and Associate Speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 74th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.